Hi, my name is Ashley, and welcome to Conversations on the Reef. This is the first podcast I've ever done, and it's an introduction for what I hope will be a fun and informal inquiry into topics surrounding the Great Barrier Reef from a myriad of perspectives through conversations. But before we get into any of this, I thought I would set the tone of what you can expect with a brief introduction about myself, my connection to the reef, and how the idea for this podcast has come about. I feel like most people would have heard or know about the Great Barrier Reef, but in case you haven't, the Great Barrier Reef is one of the seven natural wonders of the world, and it's the only living organism visible from space. It is vast and is comprised of a constellation of nearly 3,000 individual reefs and 900 islands that extend up the Queensland coast, which is the northeastern coast of Australia, for 2,300 kilometres or 1,400 miles. So it is 344,400 square kilometres in size, which, to give you some context, is roughly half the size of the state of Texas. And just to blow your mind a little bit more, this huge reef system is made up of billions upon billions of tiny organisms and is home to one of the most comprehensive array of island and sea life on the planet. It is honestly the most phenomenal thing to contemplate and definitely something that you should endeavor to visit in your lifetime if you haven't already. And I happen to have grown up smack bang in the middle of it in a little North Queensland country town called Proserpine. So my family are sugarcane growers, and my great-great-grandfather bought a farm here in 1907, I think it might be 1910, but basically we've been here ever since. And I think I had a pretty unique upbringing because my family have always been avid boaters, which has meant that my grandfather, my father, myself and my siblings, who were all born here, have spent large amounts of our life around the Whitsunday Islands. And the Whitsunday Islands are a group of 74 islands on the Queensland coast. They're amazing. They're home to Whitehaven Beach and Hill Inlet, which are repeatedly voted as the top 10 beaches of the world. They have the purest silica sand in the world and are next level stunning. It's also home to Hamilton Island, which hosts the Hamilton Island Race Week, which is a famous annual sailing regatta. And it is part of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park, encompassing countless bays, beaches, and fringing coral reefs. Now at 28, I have a sailing and island holiday and lifestyle blog, which is built on the beauty and wonder of the Whitsunday Islands. And it's through this blog that the idea of the podcast started. So as part of the Sailing Yogi, which is what my blog is called, because originally it was going to be a yoga blog, as I'm also a yoga teacher, but it went down a different avenue. Anyway, as part of the Sailing Yogi, I get invited on trips in the Whitsundays to blog about them and take photos and post them on my social media. And this year, I've had the absolute pleasure of attending a tour called Reef Sleep 3 times. And Reef Sleep is a pretty unique tour because it allows you to sleep on the Great Barrier Reef on a permanently moored pontoon with just a handful of other people. It's really good. Definitely a bucket list thing to do because not many people can say that they've slept on the Great Barrier Reef. Now, I've spent a lot of time on the reef snorkeling, you know, exploring underwater, and in more recent years, spearfishing with my little brother. But it wasn't until I went on my first reef sleep that I realized that I know bugger all about the Great Barrier Reef. Like, I know the life cycle of a coral polyp. I can name a handful of corals and fish, but apart from that, I know so little. And this really hit me hard because the reef is something that I love and I've grown up with, and it's given me so much joy that it feels like I'm almost cheating on her to not know more about her, or that it's really irresponsible of me. So that was in June, and in October I went on my third reef sleep with a group of other social media influencers, and one of these influencers was a marine biologist, and it was listening to a conversation between him and one of the Reef Sleep staff, who is quite involved with reef conservation, talk about coral bleaching in the north of the Great Barrier Reef and COTS, or crown of thorns starfish, outbreak in the Swains Reef, which is in the southern part of the Great Barrier Reef. Now, I've heard about the effects climate change has on the reef. I've heard about bleaching and COTS outbreaks through the media, but I never really took it seriously. One, because the media exaggerates everything, and two, because the Whitsundays are not affected by this yet. I definitely think that the reef is not as vibrant or colourful from when I was younger. But apart from that, it has remained relatively unchanged for me over the last 20 years. Like, yes, it gets busted up whenever a cyclone comes through, but it always recovers. And on a day with amazing visibility, I'm still absolutely blown away by how breathtaking the reef around the islands is. And so that was the catalyst, that conversation, listening to the marine biologist and the Reef Sleep host, two passionate and informed people talking about the reef and the severity of its situation, that made me realize I know nothing and I need to find out more. So through this podcast, Conversations on the Reef, I want to create discussion without the sensationalism of mainstream media about the longevity of the reef and what climate change means to coral reefs around the world, but also the cultural and economic implications of losing something so wonderful as the Great Barrier Reef. You know, it is a huge economic driver for Australia, particularly within the tourism industry, but it also plays a big part in our cultural identity as a nation. It's one of Australia's and the world's biggest natural treasures, and it would be devastating if we lost the reef. So that's where I'm at. I'm not necessarily looking for answers, but I am looking to start dialogue about something that is important to me and I feel like we should all know more about on a variety of levels. And I hope this podcast can be the start of this. And so that's about it from me today. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it and you're interested or maybe even excited in what is to come. I think I might make a Facebook page for these podcasts, but for now, I'll just put the links for it on my Instagram and Facebook at The Sailing Yogi. And I'll also write a blog about it, which you can find at www.thesailingyogi.com. Maybe I'll be able to put links in the notes section of the podcast. I don't even know if I can do that yet. I also don't know if you can leave a comment or subscribe or like it, but if you can do those things, then go for it. I'd love to hear from you. And again, thank you for listening. I'm Ashley Clark, and bye for now.